Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. You are the true fans, Hour 3. We love being here. We love talking about the law. We're going to talk about Pandora being sued by prominent comedians, Scott Peterson, Peel, an 80-year-old lady, and what her plead is. Plea, not duh, her plea is. And Venice Beach. We're going to talk about Venice Beach. Remember, we're just talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. If you think you're going to get a lot out of this show, like if you think you're going to be really intelligent at the end of the show, just lower your expectations and know you're going to be entertained. We're going to talk about a number of other things, but the most important thing we talk about, Cal, and I always lay out to you, and you want me to say it a different way. No. How do you want me to say it now?
I just want you to say, now it's time for case or no case, and point at me. That's all.
Oh, now it's time for case or no case.
Thank you, Denise.
Now it's time
Denise
to play case or no case.
Yay!
That's a good way.
Nicely done. Sister Mary Margaret was a school principal and a thief with a gambling addiction. Mary Margaret Criper pleaded guilty to using church and school funds to pay for gambling trips to Las Vegas, Lake Tahoe, and to Temecula. That's right, Temecula, Nevada. Despite taking a vow of poverty, the 80-year-old nun was sentenced for stealing, hang on to your habit here, stealing $800,000 to pay for personal and gambling expenses. So, Mary Margaret Criper of L.A. was sentenced to a year and a day in prison after the guilty plea, and she's entered that to fraud, wire fraud, one count of money laundering, and she said, I have sinned. I have broken the law, and I have no excuses. So for 10 years, starting in 2008, Criper embezzled more money from the St. James Catholic School, enough to pay for, you know, hundreds of students, they say, over a period of time. So then when this was all done, there was a big discussion with the school. They got together with all of the parents, and they said this. No, wait a minute. Easy. They had a big discussion with the school, and they said this. We want you to forgive the sister. And a kid stood up and said, yeah, well, my dad says she's nothing but just a common, ordinary thief. And Sister Margaret said, hold the phone. I have a gambling addiction. I am sick. You can't. So she went and contacted the lawyer and said, listen, these parents, this child through these parents are slandering me. And I don't like that. I've confessed. I'm paying my penance. So I'm going to ask you, I think, Denise, it's your turn, isn't it? If this is a case or no case.
So this is the case of the nun who's going to sue the child and his parents for slander.
Correct, because they said she's just a common, ordinary thief. And she said, wait a minute, I'm a former high school principal. I've done a lot of good things for these people here, and I had an addiction. I am sick. You can't just call me a common, ordinary thief. I'm a woman of God, after all, she says.
I have sinned.
Amen.
So, you know, what's funny about this is we are talking about this case, but it's not a defamation or a slander case.
Mm-hmm.
It is a criminal case.
Right, yeah.
And she was guilty, guilty of
it. And she fessed up. She fessed up, yeah.
So even if she went and sued the kid and his parents, truth is an absolute defense. So she would get nothing. This is just Cal making up a slander case, because we've been talking about defamation and slander, and putting in a little touch with our nun that we're going to talk about this hour.
Well, I thought
no case.
I thought it was relevant because I knew it was on the agenda, but there was an element to this what you guys had that was not in the story. So, Fred, what do you think? Case or no?
Well, you said Temecula, Nevada. It's Temecula, California.
Yeah, Temecula, sorry.
And by the way, there is a casino in Temecula. There's one. It's massive.
Yep.
It is not large. It's massive. And this is, it's got to obviously be the Indian casino, right? Because in California.
I see what you did there, Fred. A Catholic nun, massive casino. Yes. That was very good.
That was a huge casino. I had to look up the casino, so I didn't look up this case. But this Denise was right. She nailed it. This is not a case. It is a scenario, though, and probably a typical scenario, but there's no way that that this is a case. And she's right that an absolute defense is if it's the truth. And if she said, I'm guilty, and the just because she said she's an addict and sick does not mean she's not guilty. So no case, but pretty cool story, Cal.
Todd, common ordinary thief or a woman of God? What do you say?
Why can't she be both?
Well, I think that was her question.
Wasn't that what Jimmy Swaggart said or something? Anyway, I'm going to talk about this just from a timing standpoint and from what her sentence was, because we do know that in this case she got a year.
Yep.
She was sentenced to a year, which is very low for a federal sentence. And I'm telling you right now, if at the time of sentencing, which only occurred last week, if the judge got word that a defendant was seeking or even entertaining suing a victim or the family members, there is no way she'd only get 1 year federal prison.
Well, she is 80.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
No way that would have happened. Because she got that year because of her penance. I have sinned. I have no excuse. I took a vow of poverty and whatever. If I have no excuse, I have no excuse. That includes me. It's not my fault. I'm a gambling addict, right? And that got her a year. She goes to sue somebody. That goes out the window. So for all of that, I say no case.
All right. Well, to her credit, she understood the installment plan. $83,000 a year over 10. You know, she spread it out. She had a good system anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell us about it, Cal.
I'm just going to tell you it was not a case.
And
that's very good of you. Yeah. Crupford took her medicine after a short term. She's now under careful supervision at a convent a long way away from Nevada. Said she, I apologize for the public scandal, the embarrassment, and the financial burden that I've placed on the sisters in my religious community, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, St. James School, the parishioners, parents, and students who placed their trust in me. I was wrong. I have sinned, and I'm sorry.
What did she do with that money as a nun?
She gambled it away.
But okay.
Oh, she also had credit card bills and spent a lot of expenses related to her gambling trips, hotels, you know, stuff like that.
But I'm saying, okay, a nun.
Yeah.
You guys see her all of a sudden, all the other nuns see her. Nun Julie is out on the casino bus again, head to the casino. I've never heard of nuns going to the casino and playing. What do? They wear their nun hats?
Oh, yeah, you got to wear your habit. Yeah, you have to wear the habit, yeah.
I think you could make the argument that gambling goes in line with her vow of poverty because the house is set up to win. If you gamble enough, you're going to lose it all. So that's in line with her vow of poverty. I'm gambling, and that's the best way to get rid of all my money.
I remember as a little kid, I used to always ask my neighbors, and I'm not a gambler. My parents never did the gambling thing, at least that I ever knew about. I don't ever remember as a family going there. And they would go every weekend to Reno. And I grew up in the Sacramento area, and I'm telling you right now, it was hilarious. As a kid, you don't know. You ask the wrong thing all the time. Did you win? And they always gave the same answer. Guess what? The same answer every time.
No.
No.
The answer was, I only played what I could.
No, they said, oh, we broke even. They'd always say that. We broke even.
Oh, the gambler's great lie.
Yeah, we broke even. I don't know. They had a nice house. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some very interesting Pandora lawsuit. Scott Peterson, an 80-year-old woman, just like Cal talked about, and Venice Beach. We'll be back.
All right, more Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here, so stay tuned as the broadcast continues.
Found Radio Law Talk.
A commercial
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @radiolawtalk.com. .com.
There are areas of the laws where individuals that are singers and songwriters get paid for their product. But it's a little different for comedians that are out there doing great things and acts that Pandora and other, what do you call those? Online
streaming services,
are using. Yeah. And there's a lawsuit being filed by the estate of Robin Williams and George Carlin, joined by Andrew Dice Clay, Bill Engvall, and Ron White. And Bill he's part of the comedy tour. The
blue-collar comedy tour. So is Ron White.
Ron White.
Yeah.
So these power people, and it's funny, the two estates are suing, saying that they're not getting their fair share of money from these streaming companies for their shows and the things they've put out. And why is there a difference, Todd? You were telling us the difference between the way it's laid out now and the way that that it should be, or they're saying it should be. And then Denise, you have a interesting thing that was said about this issue.
Well, a couple of classes of works that fall under copyright protection. You've got literary works, books, and things like that. And then you've also got sound recordings that fall under the copyright laws. Now, interestingly enough, in the United States, song lyrics by themselves are not necessarily deemed to be literary works, but they're usually covered because they are with sound recordings of the underlying song. And so you have that. So the question here is, when you have a stand-up comedian who releases their special, you see him on Netflix, and then you get the audio version. I used to listen to Richard Pryor as a kid, you know, the little cassette tapes and sneak it, and, you know, other people were looking at things. I'm listening to Richard Pryor hoping my parents don't catch me. But, you know, those were the sound recordings that you'd listen to. And the question here is, well, is it spoken word? Does that fall under the non-copyright similar to lyrics, or does it fall under the literary work spoken word recordings? And I think the general consensus is that it falls under that latter category, which should be protected. Here's the problem. Pandora didn't have the licenses and admitted in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission back in 2017, admitted that they didn't have the licenses for those spoken word recordings of comedians, and that they may face liability because of that, and that they may have to stop pushing those things out. This is back when Pandora and Sirius XM merged, right? And so the question now is, okay, you admit that back in 2017, well, now the lawsuit's been filed to say, okay, you admitted 5 years ago that you didn't have the licenses. You kept running the stuff, and it should be covered under the copyright as a literary work, as a spoken word recording. Pony up. And nobody challenged them on it. Nobody filed a lawsuit until recently because, let's face it, some small comedian who, you know, is lucky to play the punchline and a couple of others, they don't have the time and financial resources to really take on heavy hitters. But you get the estate of George Carlin, the estate of Robin Williams, Bill Engvall, Ron White, those just to name a few. Boy, if you threw in a couple of others, you get Bill Burr and Jeff Foxworthy if they ever got on board with this. Now you got some pretty formidable individuals that would be filing to say, look, you got to pony up because, you know, Pandora, you're making money on it.
Absolutely.
You're making money on it, but you're not spreading the wealth, right? We should be. That's a little lusty.
I think the most famous ever was George Carlin's use of a very unique curse word, and how it's used, and the inflection of it, and how the meanings change. And I mean, what a creative piece of work! And it's in my opinion, nobody else could have created that. He created it, and it was a genius.
Yeah, go ahead.
It appears that these ones that are suing, the comedians that are suing, are not really represented by rights organizations for comedians, because what has happened recently is Spotify has completely all the organization covered comedians from their lineup, like John Mulaney and Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart, because they have a rights organization that's going to go out there and push and work for them to get these licensing fees.
There is a group, an organization out there that is currently for spoken word for comedians and what have you, is trying to become basically the BMI and ASCAP for those, and the name of the company is called Word Collections. And I'm looking at their website, and they're asking artists to sign up so that this one company can go out and champion the rights of those globally and, you know, including the United States, so that the proper royalties can be paid.
And take a taste for themselves, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if they're there yet,
yeah.
But that's what they're trying for.
So XM, Sirius XM bought Pandora, so they're together. But the lawsuit's seeking $150,000, which is the most you can ask in damages for each infringement. So just for an example, for Carlin, it's about $8.4 million he's suing for, his estate. And for Robin Williams, about $4.1 million. But you start adding up all the different comedians and comedians, boy, that's going to start adding up.
And the thing is, when it comes to music and you hear it on a streaming service, I think there's a higher instance of somebody that hears a song they haven't heard in a while, and then that wants them to go out and buy the iTunes so they can listen to it anytime they want, because songs are about, you know, 3-4 minutes long. I think that doesn't happen nearly as much when somebody hears a comedian. Oh, yeah, I want to go out and buy this guy's work so I can now spend the next 45 minutes listening to it. That here to buy call to action doesn't happen as much with comedians, so they need to be compensated.
Scott Peterson, 80-year-old lady, tell you about her plea and Venice Beach when we come back.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk, and there's more coming up right now, right here on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between 10...
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision, but we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is no fun. Oh, that's dumb.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
If you don't remember, there's an individual by the name of Scott Peterson sitting in prison for the death of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn child. We don't need to get into the details of that, but that's an interesting story if you ever want to watch it, how she disappears and shows up later. Washed up on the beach, basically, right? And he's convicted, and he's sitting in jail, and this has been for a while now, and that the appeals process has gone through, and finding out now one juror did not supposedly disclose some issues on the questionnaire where she basically may have denied having been a victim of a crime. And so it's up on appeal on that issue. But there's some interesting back stories with this, the first of which is, what the heck, she's going to say, I'm not going to come up and testify or talk about this without pleading the fifth, because if you're going to claim that I lied, I don't want to get in trouble. So the immunity, so the Stanislaus County DA basically announced that they are going to give her immunity. I said, call Bill Cosby and make sure you do it the right way, because yeah, that happened to Bill Cosby. But there's one other interesting thing Todd was mentioning about this issue was what? About her.
Yeah, I'm going to answer a question we had off the break and also begin my commentary here with one word, misery. That is what's going on with this case. So, yeah, she failed to disclose that she was not only the victim of domestic violence, domestic abuse. She was a victim while she was pregnant which are very similar to the facts and circumstances of the Peterson case, right? And so the failure to disclose, when you're a juror and you fill out the plea forms, it asks if you are a victim, if you've ever had anything close to this, and you fill those out under the penalty of perjury. And so that is where a juror could get in trouble if they didn't fill those out correctly. But things, in addition to whether or not she should have sat as a juror and whether or not this is grounds for a mistrial to give Scott Peterson a new trial, the odd thing is that after the conviction, in the years since, apparently this juror has been corresponding might be a strong word. She's been writing too. I don't know if he's ever been writing back. She's been writing letters to Scott Peterson, imploring him to confess his guilt and to admit the murder. Now, why, as a criminal defense attorney, why does that raise a red flag? Why is that of note to me? And it's this, well, wait a second. If you know that, as a juror, you know that maybe you shouldn't have sat on that jury because you didn't tell people that you were a victim of that crime, and you don't want to be the one that undoes all of this because you failed to disclose, I could see why you would be encouraging to admit his guilt so that your part in it wouldn't ultimately lead to overturning a conviction.
So some backside covering, perhaps?
Yes.
Isn't she also the one that wrote a book or was writing a book about domestic violence?
I don't know if she was or not.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
But you know who's going to be watching this decision, right?
Scott Peterson.
No, Ghislaine Maxwell.
All right.
Because this is kind of similar to what happened in her case with the juror who, you know, wanted to seek the guilt plea or the guilty finding because it would, you know, give a benefit to all victims, including himself.
Vindicate them all. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. And here are some things we have in that case that I don't know if it's the case here. And we'll see if she does testify because she's been given immunity if this comes out. In the Maxwell case, the juror not only said that this is a victory for all victims everywhere, the juror also said, look, we were hung up on some things, and I came forward with my own experiences about why people might not remember things or why there might be inconsistencies, and that helped the jury get over the hump, if you will. If that happened with this juror in the Peterson case, that the jury was hung or mixed up, and then she brings in her experiences as a victim, that is more fuel for the defense to get a retrial. Now, the only be careful what you wish for thing that I have with this case is, remember, Scott Peterson was convicted of murder and sentenced to death, right? And then, because a later court found that some misconduct or instructional error, what have you, they vacated the death penalty, and he was resentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Now, if Peterson is granted a retrial, I don't really see that there could be any impediment. If we're going to start from square one, I don't see why there would be an impediment to seeking the death penalty again, putting aside whether or not there's a moratorium on it in the state of California, because there currently is. And I don't see why the impediment would be there, because the reason it was overturned was because of incorrect jury instructions and maybe some rulings of the judge during the underlying trial. Well, that would be negated if you get a new trial.
Exactly.
And I would say that maybe the death penalty is back on the table. It would have to be a determination by the Stanislaus County District Attorney's Office, but I don't see anything in the rulings that would preclude that in the event the current situation results in a new trial.
So this juror may not have lied and technically have been a victim of domestic violence while she was pregnant, because in a lot of people's minds, domestic violence restraining orders are not criminal, even though they are. It's not a criminal finding, and the person that is the perpetrator does not necessarily do any time for a crime. It's just their conduct is going to be restrained for some time into the future. So I can see a way where she maybe would not have to plead the fifth, but it obviously would be safer for her to do so.
Absolutely, and I think that she, I believe she has been granted immunity.
Yes.
So, and like Fred said, better get that in writing. Better get that in writing. Bill Cosby's over there going, better get that in writing, because, you know, you don't want one official. Remember, DAs are elected officials. You don't want one official agreeing to this, and then if there's an election that comes up and now there's a new DA in town, you don't want that new DA coming in saying, ah, yeah, you know what? I don't want to honor that previous agreement.
Yeah,
that was the other guy.
Jesse Smollett, too. Didn't Jesse Smollett say, didn't the district attorney and Jesse Smollett case initially say that I'm conflicted, and they came back and said we're not going to bring charges against him? And then the new district attorney brought charges?
But that wasn't quite the case.
Not a new DA, it was an underling, right?
So what happened was in Jesse Smollett, the DA said, I have a conflict. I cannot go forward. However, the procedure in Chicago is if the DA has a conflict, the DA does not get to appoint their number one and have them. It has to go to the judge for the judge to appoint a special independent prosecutor.
That's it.
And that never happened. So she declared a conflict, but then you had the problem with the procedure, and so once the judge appointed the independent counsel the way the law required them to do, it negated everything that happened after the DA said, I have a conflict. And I don't know under those circumstances if subsequent to, quote, I have a conflict, Smollett made any admissions or said anything that was later used against him in the trial. I don't believe there was, but yeah, a little bit different situation.
He ate the sandwich.
Yeah. Yes, he should have eaten the sandwich.
So we already talked about the 80-year-old. It's funny we were going to talk about this 80-year-old lady that pleads guilty. But that's the one you did on your case or no case.
Yeah, this nun. Yeah, it's just such an interesting case to me.
Yeah.
That she got caught up in this thing and somehow could not unwind herself.
Right.
You know, $85,000 a year in stolen money from a Catholic school, and what was the tuition? It was like $15,000 per child. I mean, that's a lot of kids that didn't get to go to school because of what she did. So
I just wonder how many kids out there, if this happened, I don't know, but I can't imagine a principal working for a decade or more not lecturing some kid who is walking down some path saying, you know, if you keep doing this, you're gonna become a criminal. You're gonna, you know, some sort of, you know, warning about the future. And I wonder how many kids how many kids out there are going, pot calling the kettle black, lady. Good heavens.
We're going to come back and talk about Venice Beach, but the McDonald's patents that they're filing are very interesting. I don't even want to tell you about this because I want to run off and file some patents about this myself before it gets out. But we're going to talk about that and the legal issues with patents when we come back.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, there's more Radio Lot Talk coming up, including the quick takes of all of our celebrities here, our panel. That's all coming up on Radio Law Talk very soon. So stay right there because the show will continue after this. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. If you're one of those independent...
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop whining. That is our anecdote.
And this is Radio Law Talk.
I love during the break, man, we really talk about a lot of fun stuff, and we talk about the homeless problem. I don't care what side of the political side you're on. There is a problem, especially in the West Coast, with homelessness and them basically taking over. I mean, I'm sorry, but I some things I just have to say. And it's getting out of control. Even the liberal cities like San Francisco are going, we've got a problem here. And I won't tell you who told me this one time, but I was told one time as we were trying to work on, you know, getting a trial out in San Francisco, they're like, I don't know if you want to come down here. It's difficult even to walk through all the homeless people to get to the courthouse.
Well, here's the problem. California gives them money. So they right. come from other states, other locations, because they get like $800 in yeah. you know, every month in aid and different types of aid. And so they don't get that in Texas. They don't get that in other states, so they're coming to California
right.
in particular. But there other states do have problems, like New York, and
right.
you know, there's a lot
it's
other
It's worse
problems.
Here. California, it's pretty
it's
bad.
It's really bad.
And
right
you go
now.
To some really nice areas. San Francisco's the beauty of it. It's just it's devastating. And you look at the on the side of the freeways, just piles of garbage everywhere. And it's just looks so bad. Now, Venice Beach, one of the most famous beaches in the United States, not just in California.
Iconic.
Yeah, iconic. Yes. And is famous for, like, Beach Boys. I mean, when you think of Venice Beach, I think of the Beach Boys and stuff like that. And it has turned into an absolute pigsty. And not just a pigsty, but an absolute cesspool. You know, don't forget, they've got to go to the bathroom, they make a mess. And I know you're thinking, oh, you're talking about they. Well, Well, the homeless, right? So they've got to do something about it. So what is going on there? Finally, this is the L.A. County. The city residents apparently have an association they put together, and now they're going to start bringing the lawsuits. Apparently, there's been unchecked fires. There's been fires that have been started, and homes have been caught fire near them because of the encampments. And it's an absolute disaster. You know, garbage, unsafe fires, you know, aesthetics, you know, encampments. And if you've been walking around.
There's also crime.
Crime, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's, you know, the homeless population, it's kind of a tragedy because they're made up of vets. They're made up of mentally ill individuals. They're made up of addicts. And they're also made up of a certain amount of people that just don't want to follow the rules, and they don't want to be in a home.
Well,
and we can't help them. And so what happens is these different services come in, and they try to help them, and they bring services together to try to help and place them. And the ones that get placed, they do get help. But there's a certain population, they don't want the help. And once that happens, those people have to be removed from the site. There's just no other thing to do.
I have personal experience with this, where I have helped a number of homeless that have been injured in accidents. How they injured accidents, they get hit while they're in the crosswalk or something like that. And I, without telling details, and I won't go in details, such a long time ago, it doesn't matter, but I got a great verdict slash a settlement for a client that was homeless most of his life. And he was a wonderful man. He was a really cool guy, sweet guy. And the amount of money I got from him was astronomical. And I was like, okay, let's put it in a trust. Let's do this. Nope. And I even personally went out and bought a trailer and put him in a trailer park. Didn't want to do it. He said, I want to be homeless. And he went and lived homeless. And he had – it's just I couldn't get him. And I even – he had plenty of money. He just didn't want
to. Statistics show one-third voluntary homelessness. That's what I want. One-third addicted and another third mentally ill. And then you factor veterans in there too. But the fact is those are about the numbers out there every time they do one of these snap-in-time homeless surveys. And Los Angeles promised to spend $1 billion to help the homeless. And has that made the problem better? Not so far.
No, it doesn't. And the Eugene Rescue Mission is a very good way to look at it. They're such good-hearted people. They're trying to help homeless. And what happened is they got a big, huge benefactor who created this rescue mission. They have to test negative for alcohol and drugs. They have to work within the mission. And the people there have to actually take Christian classes. And so the people get there, and they get all these handouts, if you will, but then they don't want to work. And the ones that get kicked out of them, they go and they live in the parks by University of Oregon. It's a disaster.
Yep.
It created a homeless problem when it was a smaller problem in the beginning.
And they were trying to do what was right, but they just did it wrong.
If they have good hearts, don't get me wrong, but it's, you can't just slap money on it. It's not a solution. You can't have a big, huge organizational approach to it. You've got to go to the localities where the homeless are and deal with it in a small locality way.
And individual caseworkers for individual cases, so there's a path out for those who want it. And then,
exactly.
You know, I mean, that's the thing.
You put the services in, you help the people that want the services, you get that help, and then that percentage that does not want the service, they have to be removed.
Yep.
I mean, they just do. They can't be in these, it's not a life situation in Auburn, just for an example. Some of the people that helped to run that program have survived that program and come up. And so there's a lot of problems with
a lot of difficulties, but specifically with the idea of if they don't, they have to be removed. Where? I mean, when we say the homeless have to be removed, it's somebody in Venice Beach, if they say, well, okay, we want the homeless removed from here. Okay, well, if that were to happen, if I could snap my fingers and that were to happen, well, that makes it no longer your problem in Venice Beach. But unless we do the, Marvel Cinematic Universe Endgame, snap my finger and half the population disappears, unless that happens, these people are going to go somewhere, have to be placed somewhere. You can't incarcerate them for being homeless, and you shouldn't, because it shouldn't be a crime.
Agreed.
And so all you're really doing with the removal, if you stop at that, what you're doing is kicking the can down the road to make it somebody else's issue. But the thing that hasn't come up is if somebody is removed from, where do we place them? Where do we place them to help those that want help? Where do we place, where do people go that just want to be homeless?
Okay, here's the problem.
That's the issue.
There's a case.
That's the issue. Because
there
they have
is,
the pallet houses, the Boise versus whatever it is, that
right,
settlement.
Exactly. If they get to live in county lands, they get to live in the public lands. If we don't have a homeless shelter, they get to live in the public lands. And it's a bad circular problem because there's a group that won't live in those homeless and or the shelters, and they'll always be able to access and live on the public lands.
Guess what?
And
all I got to say, here's the reason. I know they have some mental issues, and I get it. There's a thing called workfare instead of welfare that church that I go to does.
Yep.
The best thing in the world. You work when you don't work and you're homeless. You're still going to work. I don't care if you're picking up garbage on the side. But if we're going to get some money from the government, it's workfare, not welfare. And by the way, they're disabled. Disabled person can do even, boy, you should see disabled people. Man, they do some wonderful things and great works. And it's just, it gives them purpose in life. But that's another thing.
And dignity, Fred.
Dignity. Is
and
dignity,
I just wanted
right?
to say, send them back to the state they come from. If they're really
that's
homeless
true.
And they don't belong in California, then send them back to the state where they come from and hook them up with services there.
So you think benefit refugees should not be allowed? Okay.
That'd be
but,
hard.
But if you send, again, if you send them, let's say you send them back to the state they come from. Do you send them back with a prohibition that they can't come into the state of California? And what constitutional due process grounds do
that's
you base
exactly
that
issue.
Decision
yeah.
on? You can't. You can't force them to go somewhere. They're free to travel the country.
That's exactly right.
You guys have just pointed out why this is an ongoing problem. Because
exactly.
you stand back, throw money at it, it doesn't solve it. You stand back, throw social workers at it, it doesn't solve it.
Yes.
Say restrictions are going to change it. It just
but Cal,
doesn't solve it.
Let me tell you what's
yeah.
going to solve it is quick takes. That's what's
going to
solve everything.
That's a great point. Didn't think of it, Fred. Here we go.
Quick takes.
Yeah.
Give me the quick take.
All right, here we
look,
go.
Look, the 80-year-old lady that's going to 1 year in jail as a cute little nun, well, just throws out my grandma's old saying. When she was 90 and she did something wrong, she goes, I'm 90, I can do whatever I want.
She's got a point. What's your final take, Mr. Kunin?
Well, to piggyback on that, I can sum up her defense to the theft case in one word. None.
And I have a question for the guy who was complaining about Shakira and J-Lo's halftime. Isn't hellfire a figment of your own imagination and making?
Ooh. We'll be back next week. I'm Fred. This is Todd, Denise, and Cal. Thanks for joining.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.